morning. You're listening to Paul Miller on WPHN.
All right, time to talk travel and vacations with Deanne Colon from St. Clair Travel. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, people wonder why the snowbirds all leave in November. Take a look outside.
Kidding.
This is why. Snowbirds, that's a little different than just travel. That's splitting your time between two climates. We want to talk a little about river cruising today, though.
Yeah, you know, I haven't talked in a little while about river cruising, and we are promoting the Romantic Rhine. That is from Basel, Switzerland to Amsterdam in October of 19.
Nice.
We've got a ship going with a lot of local people attending, and I just thought we would talk about that because if you are hesitant to go on your own or if you want to travel with local people, we have a cruise going October 11th to the 19th, a little bit less busy time of year, fall, and it's a seven-day cruise. From, like I said, from Basel to Amsterdam, which is one of my favorites. I did that last year, and I really loved it.
River cruising is a little different than ocean cruising.
Yes, the river cruising is just like being in the St. Clair River. Maybe in some points a little wider. But what's so nice is there's only 100 cabins. It's 200 people.
Mm-hmm.
So by the end of the cruise, you know everyone.
Right.
You know, and another nice thing is it stops right in the city itself. You know, you're not walking or you're not taking a bus transfer to, like, Rome for an hour, you know. The river cruises get right into the city, and the lights at night are amazing.
I'll bet.
So something on this cruise that I like is that when there's a lot of bridges, and the lights on the bridges are all lit up at night. And this one tends to do a lot more night sailing, which is kind of pretty because that's when you see all the lights. Some of the stops that you hit are you go into Germany and you can do an excursion into the Black Forest,
okay,
which a lot of people really love that beautiful area. And then Strasbourg, France, I've been there. It's just a beautiful little town. And again, there's an excursion there as well if you want to go and see any of the vistas and that. You know, again, it's... one of those cruises where there's a lot of history, but yet there's just so much local flair in each city. You know, we did Bratislava on our trip. We did Cologne, Koblenz, a lot of beautiful sights to see.
Those are towns that are tourist-friendly but not tourist-driven. In other words, you don't feel like you're walking into a souvenir shop every 10 feet, but they certainly welcome guests from abroad.
Yes. That's one thing that we liked about Cologne. If you want to be in a local pub, they have beer pubs everywhere right where the ship docks, so you can get off the boat at night. If you're leaving a little bit later, you can go in and have a drink before dinner, go have a beer with locals, and it's not overwhelming. It's not like the... there's a lot of little shops and things, but they're not overwhelming and they're not, you know, just a touristy thing.
Yeah. The nice thing about group travel like this is you're going to be traveling with a bunch of people from around here that you'll get to know and you know, you may want to keep in touch with them after the trip.
Well, I've got to tell you a funny story. As you know, we just got back from Iceland and we had a group of 36. I am planning, and everyone is still welcome, I'm planning on doing an Australia-New Zealand trip in 2020, March of 2020. Haven't even advertised it, haven't even gotten all the space totally confirmed yet, and 80% of the people on that trip want to go on
No kidding. Okay.
So how much fun is that? We had such a great group of people and so much fun. And if you're thinking about Australia, New Zealand being on your bucket list, we are going to put together something. It's in the works, and it's going to be for March, not quite three weeks in Australia, New Zealand. So these... groups traveling together, it's a really positive thing, and I've seen it with the Irish Rose. You know, Terry takes people to Ireland, and it's such a great way to travel.
Everyone
enjoys going with her, and I kind of thought, you know what? Why not us do that?
Sure.
And we'll kind of go in areas. The nice thing is Terry's the expert on Ireland.
Right.
I go with tour groups and they guide us.
So you're just along for the ride.
I'm along for the ride, and I'm there for all the yeah. questions that you have, right. and all the fun on the bus, because yeah. you know me, I just like to think I'm the queen of fun. But if you're interested in the Rhine River, going with a group of St. Clair Travel friends or this Australia-New Zealand trip, let me know.
All right, very good. And what's the best way to do that?
Give us a call at St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163.
All right, thanks, Deanne.